Wow, so much news to talk about today. Lots of things in the news. I'm going to start with Mitt Romney's tax returns. They were released late last night as he was having as he was participating in the debate on Rock Center with Brian Williams. Is that his name? I don't know. Anyway, lots of stuff was revealed in his tax returns. One being the amount of money he made for 2010 and estimated for 2011. $42 million. Now, he made $42 million only on his investments because he didn't actually have a job, so he had no income based on a job. It was all interest and earnings from investments. Can you imagine $42 million? You know how you hope someday to live off just the interest of your investments? Well, this man clearly is doing it. $42 million. Holy shit. And because he didn't have actual income, that he was living, or that he was only making interest and earnings from his investments, his tax rate was 13.9%, lower than mine, which is just shocking. But it's all legal because that's part of the whole tax loopholes in the system that we have there, out there, that he is able to, you know, use that tax rate because it's all on earnings. It's not on actual income. Just amazing. I just find that extremely amazing. And you know how people, I think I even said this yesterday, that when his tax returns were released, we would find out that he's actually more of an elitist than we thought. Well, that actually came true because you know how Occupy Wall Street is talking about the 1%? Well, it turns out that Mitt Romney is in the 0.0006% of the people in America who make that much money. He's less than the 1%. It's just staggering, mind-boggling that this man thinks that he can relate to the average American when he is that rich and pays so little taxes. Granted, he did pay like $6 million in taxes, and he did donate $7 million in charity to charities. Of course, one of those charities was the Mormons, and he gave them $4 million. I think that's going to come back to haunt him too. I really do, the whole Mormon thing. Anyway, I just think that this release of his taxes just shows, hopefully, the average American that he is totally not one of us. He is simply not one of us. And I think it will make Obama's chances of re-election even stronger. Of course, I'm talking about Mitt Romney, like he is the nominee, but I do think he ultimately will become the nominee. Anyway, enough about that, because there were other things in the news today, and one of them was the Oscar nominations were announced today, and I know that's not really newsworthy, but some people are interested in the Oscars. I know I am every year. It kind of, when you watch the show and you think about who's going to win and the nominations and all this stuff, it kind of removes you from the stresses of life and you thinking about how bad your life is, because you can like take yourself away from it for a while. In any case, many of the nominees are movies that I have not even seen. Actually, all of them. I haven't seen any of these movies. But for the best picture was, well, I think there were nine this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, only nine. I thought they were doing 10, but they only did 9. Anyway, they were The Artist, that black and white movie. The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, the 9/11 movie. The Help, which I haven't seen yet and I really need to see. Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse. I haven't seen any of those movies. And the only one there's like two I want to see. The Descendants and The Help. And The Help, I know, is now on iTunes, so I should really watch that movie and see what it's about. And then actor in a leading role, and I can't even pronounce the guy's name, Damien Bichar, and then George Clooney, Jean Dujardin, Gary Oldman, and Brad Pitt. Now, Brad Pitt, has he been nominated for an Oscar before? I can't even remember. And while I think George Clooney is a shoo-in to win that Oscar, the actress in a leading role is the one that I think is going to be very interesting. These are the nominees: Glenn Close, Viola Davis for The Help, Rooney Mara for The Girl in the is it Rooney Mara for the girl in the Dragon Tattoo, which I have absolutely no desire to see that movie. Meryl Streep, her 17th Oscar nomination, which is, you know, and she hasn't won one since like the 80s, but she's been nominated 17 times. I think she might actually win, but she's up against all these other women and Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn. I think the one that's going to give her the biggest competition is Viola Davis for The Help. Again, I haven't seen the movie, but I hear amazing things about it. Now, in the actor and actress for supporting role, two surprises for me. Well, first of all, the nominees are Kenneth Branagh, Jonah Hill, Nick Nolte, Christopher Plummer, and Max von Sydow. That's for the men. For the women, it's Bernice Bijou, Jessica Chastain, Melissa McCarthy, Janet McTeer, and Octavia Spencer. Now, on the men's side, I was totally shocked to see Jonah Hill for Moneyball. That kid is maybe 26, 27. I don't think he's that old. And he got nominated for an Oscar. I haven't seen that movie, but it must be pretty good because it's got a good number of nominations. I just think that's amazing. Jonah Hill, I mean, he's like from lots of those teen movies, and I don't know, I just found that shocking. And the other shocker was Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids. I just think that's amazing. Granted, now, Melissa McCarthy has had an amazing year, and she won the Emmy and other kinds of other notoriety she got this year, but to get nominated for an Oscar for her comedic role, I just think that's amazing. And I really hope she wins, but I have a feeling that one of the ladies from The Help is going to win, probably Octavia Spencer. But I just think that would be freaking amazing if Melissa McCarthy won. You know, she's a fellow fat chick that has done well. Anyway, and then all the others go on, you know, animated film, cinematography, art direction, costume design, directing, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not going to go into all those. I need to see a couple of these movies, and I really I'm going to be watching to see how these races stack up, because I really want Meryl Streep to win. I would love it if Jonah Hill and Melissa McCarthy won, too. So we'll see. So that was the Oscars. Now, the other big news story was Apple released their profits this from this first quarter, or what are they calling it? First stellar 2012 fiscal year for Apple. Record-breaking. In the final, I don't know how they do their quarters. I thought it would be the final quarter, which would have been October to December. I don't know how they do that. They're calling that their first quarter. I don't know. Anyway, they made $46.33 billion in 3 months. That is just staggering. $46.33 billion, and 13.6 of that was in total profit. So they had $13 billion in cash. They had a hell of a lot more than that in cash sitting around. But unbelievable. And as one would expect, iPhones and iPads drove the profits, because they sold 37 million iPads in the last 3 months, October, November, December. And they sold 15.434 million iPads. And even they sold a record number of computers too, laptops and desktops. They sold, is that 3,719,000, and then that's for laptops, and then 1,479,000 of desktops, and that is a record for both desktops and laptops, which surprised me because I thought less people were buying desktops. Interesting though. So anyway, Apple had an amazing quarter, again, breaking all the records and all the estimates, too. All the Wall Street people were estimating that they'd only make $38 billion, but they made $46, almost, you know, $10 billion more. It's just staggering. God, I wish I had bought Apple stock when they were in the tank in the, you know, early to mid 90s. God, I would be rich right now. Anyway, the last thing I have on my list is Twitter requests. I've been getting several Twitter requests lately, and I don't recognize who the people are. So if you have requested to follow me on Twitter, I'm going to pull a big fatty here, and you need to email me to tell me who you are, because clearly some of those are junk Twitters, like women saying, you know, I'm looking for a single man, blah, 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 in their profile, and I'm, of course, do not approve them. Some of them I will approve if I recognize who they are or the friends that are also following them. So, but for anybody else new, if you're requesting to follow me on Twitter, you need to send me an email so that I know that you are a real person, because I'm not just going to, you know, approve any of the Twitter requests just because. So, all right, well, I'm going to finish up this podcast, and then I'm going to get a couple things done before I watch the State of the Union address by the president, which should be very interesting tonight, because it's like the first big speech for the president of the election season. So I'll be interested to see who's in the audience, what he has to say, how those idiot Supreme Court justices react to his, some things he has to say, like the guy last year, Alito last year. Anyway, enough about this. Again, I have gone way past 10 minutes. Sorry about that. So hope you all had a nice day, and until next time, bye.